Everything Country 94.7 KTTS. Nancy Simpson, Rick Moore.
Oh, buying with cash. What is something that you only pay for with cash?
Well, I have a check mailed to me. It's my mad money, right? And that keeps me in check. That way I'm not using credit cards all the time. So I go and I get my cash and then I have my cash. So I'm kind of a different beast like that. Like I pay for quite a bit in cash, but it's got to be food. It's just food.
Yeah, normally a lot of it's food. But when I first saw this, my first thought was, well, it's legal now in Missouri. And I don't know if it is here, but in other states, it's an all-cash business.
Oh.
You cannot use checks, can't use credit, debit cards, none of that's all cash. That's what first thing that popped into my head was that. But they did a study. Notre Dame did a study about what because not very many people use cash anymore.
Uh-huh.
And they said, when a purchase is difficult to justify.
Nice snackies.
Then we whip out the cash. Overpriced bottles of water.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some of them, they come in that fancy bottle and
you run in the gas station.
That. Airports are the worst for those.
Oh.
Cigarettes.
Oh, because you're sneaking them again. I'm sneaking little snackies.
That's what this, you know, you read this and that's kind of what it comes down to.
Uh-huh.
If you're being sneaky and you're sneaking something that you're probably not very, you don't want anybody to know about, you use cash so nobody can really. Candy is a big one.
Sure. Again, we're sneaking it.
Sure. You go into Come and Go. You get that great big huge Diet Coke. You pay for that with your debit card. Then you get the Milky Way and you give them $2 for that. You know, they said when a purchase is easy to justify, we have no problem using our
put it on the card and letting everybody see.
No problem at all. Because there's a trail with that.
Well, here's the thing. There's a lot of like restaurants and stuff. Like you get the app and then you get specials on the app. But the app is connected to a credit card.
Exactly.
And so if you want a half price drink at Sonic, you got to put it on the card.
Uh-huh.
Or pull in the stall and pay full price.
Uh-huh.
So they kind of get you there. But yeah, sure. But
this whole study, they said pretty much anything we pay for with cash is something that, well, we kind of want to keep it a little bit secret.
Hey, you got Wendy's the other night and didn't bring me any.
I saw the bag in the car. What did you? What? Wait a minute.
I see the Discover card. I see what you did there.
Cash. What do you buy? What'd you pay for with cash? I pay for a lot of stuff with cash.
Your pot?
I'm a cash guy. I didn't want it.
No. I can't believe that's the first thing you thought of.
Well,
pot.
No, I thought of that because we were reading about it, and it's an all cash business, which brings up a lot of questions. What do you do with all of that?
Right.
You can't put it in a bank. Is what I was reading. And you can't, employees, I guess, get paid with cash.
Okay.
So that, you know, there's that.
Other than your pot,
what do you pay for with cash? I pay for, I'm a cash. If it's not much, if it's 10, 20, 30 bucks, I'll use cash. Otherwise.
And I'm the worst about going to a place and assuming they take cash because guess what? They don't.
Exactly.
I've had that happen several times lately.
Hey, ballparks.
Cards
are back at home.
Starbucks in a hospital in Texas. I just walked in there with a $10 bill and they're like, oh no, we can't take that. And I'm like, oh, well, now what?
Exactly. Yeah. Fewer, more and more places don't take it.